Are You Awake? An improvised podcast of Late Night Conversations by Impro Melbourne.
Hey. Hey, I'm scared.
What? What's happened?
Like, I had a really bad dream.
Oh, it was just a dream. It's all right. Everything's fine. Just take a few deep breaths.
I dreamt that you slept with Karen, your assistant.
Oh, I hate those dreams. Oh, they're the worst.
I know, it's dumb. I just get so upset.
Yeah. And when you're in the dream and you're yelling at people to stop treating you badly, but no one seems to think that you're being treated badly, and you're getting more and more emotional, and everyone else in the dream is like, why are you being so emotional? It's like your own subconscious is gaslighting you, and then you wake up and in that brief minute when you wake up, you're still full of all that emotion. And then you're like, oh, I'm so glad that was just a dream, but that emotion's still real. I hate those dreams. I'm sorry that Dream Me was a dick. I hate Dream Me. Dream Me's the worst.
Hey.
Yep.
Do you still love me? I just feel like all you do is nervous talk at me now, and it's like you don't even wait for me to answer.
Of course I do.
And you just, like, you've stopped making me cups of tea, and I know that that's so dumb, but we always used to make 2 cups of tea, and now you only ever make one for yourself, and then you disappear into the study.
Just thought you were cutting down on tea.
Are you happy?
I have been.
When?
I feel like everything's been fine. I guess I get into my own world a little bit. Don't mean to make you feel left out.
I just miss you. I just miss us when we just weren't stressed and fighting all the time and...
But it's just part of it. It's just a natural progression.
Why though?
Like, it's not always going to be honeymoon period. There's got to be ups and downs. And
why can't it be more ups than downs? I just don't get it when people say that it can't all, you know, be the honeymoon period. Like, obviously, but it's like we're flatmates. We don't even eat food together anymore. We don't even laugh together anymore.
I mean, you've been busy. And, you know, I've always got a to-do list as long as my arm, and it's a two-way street, though. Now I'm worried about my nervous talking.
Sorry.
I mean, that's one of my good points.
That's true. You could always fill any awkward silences.
That's right. But now I'll be second-guessing. I'm going to have self-conscious nervous talking. That's the worst kind of nervous talking.
It's like your own awkward internal monologue just coming on out.
But I'm here. I'm all in. Like, I'm here to work. I'm like, I don't mean like a job, but I'm here to work at us. I'm here to put in the hard yards until the yards aren't hard anymore.
Okay, well, there the nervous talking definitely saved you.
Sometimes I need to say 3 things fast, because if I just stop at the first thing, it doesn't fully explain what I'm trying to say. I need the other 2 things. Then the next 2 sentences qualify what the first sentence meant. It's not nervous talking. It's, you know, it's explanation.
You've always been very good at putting your foot in it and then immediately taking it out. So... Can we maybe go on a date or something?
I'd love to. I don't know if you're up for those mini golf courses that are all the adult ones? Like, not weird adult, but like you can get cocktails and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
There's one in the city, and then you're in the city. Then you can just, like, the night is young. We could freestyle.
Like back in the old days.
Yeah. I mean, we'll both be probably pretty tired by about 9:30, but we can squeeze a bit in between mini golf and 9:30.
We'll start early. Start early, finish early.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
And Dream Me can't come. Dream Me is not invited.
Yeah, Dream You is definitely not invited because...
He's cancelled. He's the worst.
He is the worst.
I hope him and Karen are really happy together.
Don't say that. It's still you.
Oh.
Even if it's Dream You.
I guess.
Why did you say that?
I didn't think it through. Real Me's an idiot. Dream Me would never have said that. He's smart as. Oh.
Dream You's smooth. Real You, less smooth. But...
Yeah. Got regrets.
All right. I'm gonna try and get some sleep.
All right. Wake me up if Dream Me gives you any more trouble.
I mean, if so, I'm probably going to have to punch Real You just to get the emotion out.
Anyway, I've got to get back to Dream You. Dream You does some freaky stuff. I got to tell you, Dream You is next level.
Maybe if Real You was, you know, better at taking me on dates, Real Me would be a little bit more freaky, so...
I hear what you're saying.
I'll talk to you in the morning.
Yeah. I'll bring you a cup of tea.
You better.
You've been listening to Are You Awake, an improvised podcast by Impro Melbourne. This episode featured the voices of Rick Brown and Maddie Carter. To find out more about Impro Melbourne, head to our website at impromelbourne.com.au. Thanks for listening, and sleep tight.